back in the saddle and out on the trail with Ernie the horse guy. Now fun will prevail. We'll meet the best horsemen under the sun. Tip our hats to the ladies, keep the good Lord number one. Ride along, sing your song, along with better horses, we're right where we belong. Faith and love from up above, the best of the good life's yet to come.
Whoa, don't touch that dial, folks. It is time to get around and talk horses. I'm Ernie Rodine, along with my friend and co-host.
Howdy, Ernie. Ed Adams.
Ed Adams. Hey, great to be there, and great to hear Rusty. Wasn't he fun yesterday at the Kansas City Cowboys for Cops?
And we had the best weather ever. What a showing. How many horses do you think that was?
That was a bunch. That's all I can say.
We had a great showing. Special thanks to the Kansas City Mounted Patrol for hosting us, and the Jackson County Sheriff's Mounted Posse, and Mike Sharpen speaking at over there at the National Museum of World War I Museum and Monument.
Really a great event you guys have started, and for a great cause.
That was fun. That was fun. And no injuries, and hundreds of horses out there.
That's right. And, hey, so glad you guys joined us today. We got a lot to talk about. We're doing some new things on Better Horses. And remember, it's betterhorses.com. Check it out. But we got a lot of neat things to talk about, from our radio to the TV to events coming up. But we're going to get it started off right. And so proud to have him on again, and just a great member of the Better Horses Radio, and has the God's Country Cowboy Church out in Coldwater, Kansas. And we're talking about Reverend John Paul. And are you with us, John Paul?
I'm right here, Ernie.
Hey, I tell you what, just great to have you on the show. You got a lot of neat things going. It's got some great weather right now. And so I tell you, I got some folks on the prayer list, John Paul. Can I go over them? Is that all right?
Absolutely.
And I'm going to tell folks, if you got somebody you want to put on a prayer list, it works. And, you know, you got to have prayer in your life. And so just email me at ernie@betterhorsesradio.com, and we'll put whoever you want on the prayer list and keep him in the prayers and reach out to God. And we're talking about the Christians in the Middle East and all over the world, the president and all the world leaders. Pray for Mark Birkdahl, which, congratulations, Mark. You got a clean bill of health. Great, great checkup you had
great
last
news.
Week. Frank Slaughter, we're praying for you. Pray for you on your treatments, that you're doing good. Grass fire victims, Angie Vanderpool, we're glad you're doing good. David Sheckel, my home church, Kim McBroom, Jan Ish, Desiree Garcia, Mike Statua, we're praying for you. Sue Saxon, praying for you also. And then Pat Rodina, my sister-in-law, Tim Trabon, who's a good buckaroo from down in Olathe. I've been down at MD Anderson since, I think, last several months, but has a great, great outlook and diagnosis. Peggy Winger, we're glad you're doing a lot better. Get back doing them chores. Allie Costello from the studio. Steve Miles. And there's two Steve Miles, one in Lawrence and one in Baser, and both of them went through treatments. We want to pray for both of them. Debbie Brenneman, the wife of Greg Brenneman, who I worked with Purina for several years, that she has to go through some treatments. And anybody else that has anybody on their heart, and this prayer is going out. Ed, do you got anybody?
And special prayers out to the Kansas City Police Department, which they're now in process of selecting a police chief. They're down to two.
Good.
And special prayers for those two.
We love those guys and gals.
And gals.
On that. So really good. But I'm going to turn it over to you, John Paul, and we're going to turn it over to you. And thanks for being on Better Horses Radio KC style today.
Well, thanks for including me. It's just such a privilege to be here today, and it was awesome to hear those prayer requests and to think of those that have been healed or changed through our Lord. And it was really awesome to include the Kansas City Police Department and think of how each of us are to pray for those that are in authority over us and the people that are called to serve and protect us. We got to pray for those guys nationwide and also, you know, our military, and that's just really important. As I was listening to all this, I was also thinking, years ago, a gal come to me and she says, you know, I've been cutting now for like 3 years, and I just don't feel like I'm that much better. And I look over here, and there's this other gal that's been working at it about 9 months, and she's a lot better. She says, what's the deal? I say, well, you come out here twice a month, spend 30 minutes a day, two times a month, and over 3 years, you haven't really invested much time. This other girl over here, she's put in 9 hours a day, 7 days a week, and in 9 months, she's made a lot of headway. And I think about that in our Christian walk, Ernie, and I have this saying, it said, you got to work at it every day, because if you miss a day, you'll know it. And if you miss 2 days, everybody will know it.
Good point.
And I think that applies to everything in life, and especially our Christian walk. And so I just want to encourage you that if you feel like that you're in a tough spot, that you're really not making any progress, I just encourage you to work at it, to really seek Him. And in Matthew, He says, above all else, seek Him in all that you do, and things will turn out for you. And I just encourage those that are listening that are, and I believe that there's a lot of them that are out there listening that are in a tough spot, that you're just not making much headway. I just encourage you to seek Him above all else and see what happens. Now let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we praise You for those that You've already healed. We praise You for those that You're going to heal. And Father, I just ask that You would be with all those that are in authority over us. I pray that You would be with our nation. I pray that You would continue to encourage our leaders to lead us towards You. And Father, I especially pray for Better Horses Radio. They put first things first, which is You. And Father, I also pray for those that are listening that up till today, they have not put You above all else, and they're wondering why their life hasn't turned out. I pray that today would be the day that they would put You above all else and that You would do a mighty work in their lives. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, John Paul, and we look forward to talking to you later on at another date. And thanks for being part of Better Horses.
Thanks for including me. It's been a privilege.
And God bless.
Well, I figured out why my horsemanship's not progressing.
You haven't been spending enough time?
I haven't spent enough time. I just found the answer.
Great tip and a great analogy how you put that like to work that. In our walk with our faith. I'll tell you what, just a great show. We want to thank our good friends at Lucas Oil for bringing that, and that's Roger Brummel. Don't forget Brummel Farm Service down in Garnett, Kansas. You can get your oil from Lucas for all your equipment. Get it bulk, or you can get it by the containers, whatever, from that standpoint. But he can deliver it. Great guy. Brummel Farm Service, Garnett, Kansas. And also, that goes, a lot of the proceeds go to Protect the Harvest. What it is this is a foundation that was started by Forrest Lucas that they have our back, Ed, from the standpoint as animal owners and things from that standpoint.
Great organization, and just check it out at protecttheharvest.com, and right. Just a great organization.
That's correct. And then we got a wonderful show. I'll tell you what, we're going to try to change it around a little bit. I got Dr. Gardner, Fred Gardner, who you met him on the Dream Ride, mm-hmm. and a friend of ours, great veterinarian from Garnett, Kansas, going to be coming in on the first segment. And then we're going to bring up the third segment with Carrie Kuhn, who's a ambassador for Purina, a great horseman, clinician, been doing it a long time. And he's going to be there talking about some stuff. And the neat thing, we got a special guest from another network.
Another radio show.
Radio network that's part of our family is going to be in there. She's a first-time horse owner and just a great lady. And
Carrie's going to help us with the tutorial of any questions she may have.
That's it.
There you go.
And if he can't answer, and you and I can.
We can. we'll be fillers.
We can make it sound like it could be the right answer. So it's going to be great having them. But right now, it's time for our Blazing the Trail segment brought to us by our good friends at Merck Animal Health. Great company, great products like Safeguard. They have great warmers from that standpoint, and they also have some great vaccines. And just go to MerckAnimalHealth.com or MAH.com. And I've got a lady on here that's just a tremendous, tremendous asset to the community. She's the Purina Animal Nutrition Representative, represents all the independent Purina dealers. And we're talking about Sarah Leonard. Sarah, you with us? Sarah?
Hey, Ernie.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Really good, and great to have you on the show today. You know Ed Adams.
Good morning.
I do. Hey, Ed.
Hey, Sarah, I tell you what, you got a lot of stuff going on. You got some great independent dealers out there. You got these HOW meetings, horse owner workshops are kicking off. And we want you to leave us with a tip, you know, and just give us an update what's happening, because you are what is happening with your dealers around the area.
Well, I try. You know, we're knee-deep in county fairs and just trying to help our dealers service our customers that are competing at the county fairs. But in the meantime, we're scheduling HOW meetings out in September and October. We scheduled 3 for the Family Center just the night before last. And wow. And actually, you know, with this heat, we're going to kind of lay low in August, and hopefully it'll pass and we'll survive and be ready to really ramp up and have some outside events and educational experiences in September and October. But in the meantime, we're still kind of trying to fill the pipeline with our Outlast gastric supplement. You know, we had overwhelming demand for that product, and we outsold our projected inventory to the extent of we're even running out of bags. So it's going to come in white bags now, because
wow.
we just sold so much of it. And that product is actually starting to filter back in this market, and we'll be ready for the customers that really want to get out there and include Outlast, which is a gastric supplement to help with horses that have ulcer challenges in a feeding form. And it's going to be available right now in this marketplace. So we're excited about that.
Really exciting. I'd say this, folks. Purina will not come out with a product and make these claims unless they know it will do what it says. And that's enough to entice you to try it anyway.
That's right. We've been really wanting a new product and excited about a product to go to the marketplace with for about 3 years. And we've been researching it for 3 years to make sure it's absolutely spot on and ready for our customers when we actually did launch it this summer.
You know, Sarah, you took our question right off the table when we asked all our people are asking, where is the Outlast? Where is it being? Is it out to all the dealers yet? And this is for any life stages of breeding and growing, and also active pleasure. So,
absolutely.
Sarah, we appreciate you being part of the Better Horses Radio KC Style and our whole Better Horses Network. I tell you, you're just a wealth of information. Keep it coming our way. And kudos to all your independent Purina dealers. They're the best. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ernie.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ed.
Just really good. She is full of information. This product is for real. Let's take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to have Dr. Fred Gardner on, and he's a wealth of information also.
Here we go.
Let's go. I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
You're listening to Better Horses Radio, KC Style. We'll be right back.
I know you loved me.
I tell you what, that is a song there. Keith Whitley brings back lots of memories.
It's not too early in the morning for this, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay.
I tell you what a great song that is, Keith Whitley. That's what I love about it. I tell you what, our guy back there as far as Martell is unbelievable in finding us the music.
Martell's our producer, does a great job for here at the radio show.
And we're excited. Don't forget, folks, our dream ride coming up the 8th and 10th. And it's going to be a great ride. Ed, you had a chance to see that country this week.
I was out there this week, and the place looks phenomenal. All the rains, it's virgin tall grass, it's a beautiful place.
We got room for about 20 riders still. Go down, this is our 18th ride, and which is going to be neat. Friday night, our entertainment. Of course, we got Don and Jeff on Saturday night, but on Friday night, we got Martell Love going to bring his system down and have a little Motown. We are in Cottonwood Falls.
That's right. I'm so excited.
We are excited. You're bringing the family, I hope?
I am. We're going to have a good time.
Well, we're looking forward to your best steak you ever had in your life.
All right.
I tell you what, let's say just a great – this next segment's brought to us by our good friends we're in. Silver Spurs Equine.
At Silver Spurs. And whether you're looking for shopping for reining horses or selecting a sire for your next foal, this is the place to go.
Extra Quarter Horses, too, that they bought, and a great, great partner there are up in Purcell, Oklahoma. So we want to keep them, also keep them in mind. We're going to have a neat deal, folks, for your 2018 breeding season. I will have a package that you can book your mare through Better Horses and get a little bit of more of a discount. Just to kind of show an incentive, what we are teaming up with them like that. So that's pretty exciting.
It's exciting. It's in Purcell, Oklahoma. So now we got a Midwest connection all the way down.
And down to Scottsdale. So it's really good. Mike Miola is just a tremendous for the industry. And so glad to have this guy on, one of my dearest friends, a great horseman, a great veterinarian, a great man, and a great godly man, good friend, one of the best veterinarians around, Dr. Fred Gardner. Doc, you with us?
I am, Ernie. How are you this morning?
Good. You see, I got my mare delivered all right.
Yes, you did. And we'll get her feet taken care of, and we'll check the foal that's in her, make sure everything's going well for her.
Well, good. Well, we got Ed Adams, my partner up here. We're just glad to have you on there, and we got a few questions. We get some questions from new horse owners, and one of the questions, can I throw something at you, Doc?
Sure.
How long does she worm her weanling? Once a month, and then how often? Right now she's worming him like Safeguard once a month. How long often should she be worming that weanling?
Well, that's a really good question, and that's a question that doesn't have a real specific answer, and there's room for a lot of professional discussion about that. Once a month is more often than is necessary. You know, these dewormers that we have now don't just kill the adult worms, they kill the immature stages as well, at least most of them do. And so once a month schedule is too often. But I would recommend that she would talk with her veterinarian about her horse, and they need to look at the level of re-exposure the horse has and the number of horses that are involved in the environment, the amount of short green grass the horse is eating, because a lot of the parasite eggs hatch out in the little larvae that crawl up on the grass. So level of re-exposure is important. And so her veterinarian would be the best person to talk to and get an answer that is right for her horse.
So Dr. Fred Gardner asking the question of how often should we take fecal counts. Do you have a recommendation there?
Yes, and I think that depends on what the goals are for your horse program. But I think twice a year is a good number, and we need to do that just prior to the next deworming interval, because there's a pre-patent period of time, or a period of time after you've dewormed them, when the fecal egg count should go to zero or near zero. And we want to know what the level of eggs in that fecal material is just prior to deworming. And so I like to do that twice a year.
So for everybody who doesn't know, the cheddar count is 250 and below is considered normal. And I think 250 or high is considered moderate or something to be concerned about. Is that it? Is that, did I say that right, or did I not say that right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's correct.
Well, I tell you what, Doc, like you said, we're just lucky. We're trying to get her hooked up with her headphones. We asked her to come in early, and that's Renee Drake, who is the radio personality, unbelievable radio personality, with the Dick and Renee show, which I like the Renee and Dick show, and 94.9 KC's greatest classic hits.
You got top billing, Renee.
Oh, well, thank that? You. Yeah,
great, great day.
So she has a horse for the very first time.
Two.
And so she's got two horses.
The two.
And this is Dr. Fred Gardner. I brought you in early. We got Carrie Coons going to answer some of your questions, too. But we're so glad to have a first-time horse owner. Doc, I have to tell you, Renee's got the sickness bad.
Oh, so bad.
Well, that's good. You know, horses bring a lot of value to my life and a lot of value to the life of my customers. And they're just a really good animal to have around. You know, the outside of a horse is really good for what's on the inside of a person.
Exactly. Oh, he said that very well.
And by value, he doesn't mean monetary.
No.
Don't want to count money. No, that's not right.
No, not at all. Well, good. I hope you can help me out.
Well, he did and talked about worming and that once a month deal. He thinks that after, that can be maybe as much as you want to do it, but then maybe, would you say, Doc, a couple times a year maybe?
Well, no. We normally deworm these young horses four times a year, some of them six times a year, depending on the level of re-exposure to parasites that the horse has. So it depends on the environment and the number of horses in that environment to how frequently we deworm that horse.
In your case, Renee, it's just the mare and colt right now,
that's
right?
That's it. Mm-hmm.
And, Doc, we got to get Renee hooked up. She has no electricity. We only got a minute, and we're going to have to get this from her because I know you've got a place. She only has a minute, but she's going to put a water system in for her horse with no electricity. And right. that and Doc, you've got one down there that works really well.
Yes, we do. We've actually got two different models of waters for horses that I really like. They don't require any electricity, and they don't freeze in the wintertime. They drain out, and they stay clean, so they don't have to worry about cleaning them out. There's one made by Barbare, and the other one is a water made... You threw me a curveball here, but it's made by a company in Colorado, quite a good one. It's called Horse Fountain, I think.
Doc, I want you to hang on after the break, and we're going to come back and finish up this question to Renee so we don't leave her hanging. You're listening to Better Horses Radio. We'll be right back.
It's all about horses.
Carrie, and we've got Dr. Fred Gardner, Carrie Coon, and we got Renee. Little tribute to her station. She's the voice in the morning along with Dick and Renee. 94.9 Kansas City's classic rock.
I love this. Thank you. I feel
so
right
anyway,
at home now.
Fred and Carrie, thanks for putting up with me on bringing you guys in right.
So for our Kansas City guests.
Yeah,
so what's that? What'd you say, Carrie?
Always a pleasure, Ernie.
Yeah. Hey, folks, for our listeners out there, we've got Carrie Coon, a tremendous horse clinician with us today. We've got Dr. Fred Gardner, a dear friend, a great equine veterinarian. And we got Renee Drake, who has a morning show here in our studio, but she's a first-time horse owner. And mm-hmm. I thought, well, mm-hmm. she sends us these questions, and I thought, Doc and Carrie, what a better way to have on her show is to address these for Renee, because she's a first-time horse owner. She's got it bad. She's got the sickness bad. And as we closed out the last segment, we were talking to her about these automatic waters that you can use with no electricity. Fred, do you want to touch on that just a little bit longer?
Well, I like them real well. They have a paddle or just a paddle in the bottom of a bowl, and the horse pushes down on that, and it brings fresh water into the bowl, and they drink as much as they like. And then when they let up on the paddle, the bowl drains out and dries itself, and so it's always clean, and they always drink fresh water, and it does not require any electricity. And I've had very little maintenance with them, and I just really like them. I think they're a great way to provide fresh water for our horses.
I got to ask a stupid question then. Okay, so they can push that with their nose. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes, they do.
How do you teach them to do that?
Well, you know, horses are pretty smart.
I've got to figure it out.
And they get it figured out in just a pretty short order. I've never had any trouble training horses to do that.
I've heard you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. So that's what's going through my head.
I know. And while we're talking about waters, Carrie, I think you agree with me, too, on this. And Renee, is a good habit to get with automatic waters. This one, you won't have to do it, but you better be cleaning that water out once a week, because a horse kind of washed their feed in their, you know, kind of in their mouth. And then by the end of the week, it's sour. Am I right, guys?
Yes, sir.
That's right, Ernie. You've got to keep fresh water, particularly this hot weather we're having. You've got to keep the water containers scrubbed out every week and clean so those horses will drink. I think I looked at some research not too long ago, and horses that had fresh water would drink about 10% more than horses that had water that had algae or debris in it. And so it's really important to keep our water clean. clean this time of year.
I want to throw another Renee question at you guys. And, Carrie, I'll throw this at you. But this is a good question because we all worry about our horses during storms. Oh, and yeah. She says, I bring this up because of all the storms we've had lately. Should I put my horses in the barn in their stalls when lightning, thunder, and wind is happening, or leave them out in the pasture?
Yeah.
I know that when it comes to fireworks, it works better to put them in the barn, put the radio on, and shut the doors. But, Carrie, I'm going to throw that question to you.
Well, I don't know if I can answer that question for everybody, but for our horses have the ability, they can choose to go in, they're turned out when they've got some sheds they can go stand under during the storm. But the crazy thing is, 9 times out of 10 during those storms, they're standing out in it instead of underneath those sheds. So our horses have a choice. We kind of leave it up to them. Now, I mean, if I had a high-dollar horse standing outside and it was an awful lightning storm, I'd probably go force him to stand in the barn. But I say, you know, it's going to be up to everybody and their horse and what they feel their horse is comfortable with. If there's lightning striking and it's going to spook that horse, going to run through the fence, then go catch him, stick him in the barn. But
okay, that makes sense, but let them make the choice, basically. Yeah,
these are the same horses that learn how to push the water bowl.
Yes, I'm just...
Yeah. We really confused her, guys.
Exactly.
So I think our takeaway is, what kind of fencing do you have? And that determines whether you should keep them in or out.
Right.
So. Yeah, yeah. So I took your advice, and I got the type of fencing that you had told me to do. So I've done that, and then it has an electrical wire that goes across the top. So during these storms, do you turn that off?
The electrical wire?
Yeah.
I never do. Doc, you don't turn off the electric.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think that's necessary at all.
Now, here's something we're going to address with you, Renee, that's not on a question, but I think both of these guys would tell you. Renee, now, have you rode much in the past?
I have.
She has rode in the past. But this new horse that she got is a weanling.
Yes.
And I guess the thing that, in a weanling stud colt, right?
Yes.
And we'll throw this question out because you asked, when should you geld that horse?
Yes, exactly.
How about that for you, Doc?
Well, that's a commonly asked question, and I think it doesn't matter. I like to get them gelded before there's any hormones being produced by those testicles, and because hormone-driven behavior is not really what we like in well-mannered horses, and so hormone-driven behavior often becomes learned behavior, and they learn some bad habits and things if it's not properly addressed and trained. So the only people I think should have intact stallions are experienced trainers that can manage the behavior that's brought on by having an intact male horse. So I geld them as soon as we can, and I don't think it really has any big influence on the horse. Everybody has a preference when to do it, but I'll do them anytime.
Hey, great answer. And I'm going to throw one more question.
What about time of season, though? Do you want to do that when it's really hot, or do you want to wait until it cools off?
Well, that's a good question. I do them year-round, and the only time I don't like to do them is when it gets below 20 degrees out, and that's because my fingers freeze. And so,
this is for you.
It doesn't bother the horse.
Yeah.
I don't want to come out.
Never heard
cold.
That. She's thinking that the old freezer off.
No, yeah. Hey,
Carrie, here's a question, and here's the thing. I'm looking out for you, Renee, because I know you're loving this horse.
Oh, yeah.
And everything else like that. But I can't urge enough, as much as you, even if you rode in the past, send that horse the first 90 or maybe longer than that and get it professionally started. Would you guys not agree with me on that?
Oh, absolutely, Ernie.
Yeah.
If somebody could focus on the frame of mind they're trying to build in that horse and take the initiative to start off on the right foot, there's so many people out there that are riding horses that they're struggling with, and most of those issues came up in probably the first 90 days. So I like to think of the manner in which you start a horse is the most important time you're going to invest in that horse. So get him started off on the right foot. So then when
when Renee comes in and if there's time she has questions, she's not sure what to do, that horse is in the right frame of mind to be patient and willing and calm and not just feel like he's got to lose sight of her and just kind of take control of the situation.
We've been doing the Better Horses Radio for 12 years, and I feel like today we found a new segment for our show. This has been a blast, having a trainer, having a veterinarian, and having a new horse owner, and just have at it. What do you think, Ed?
You know, there's a lot of assumptions we make, so having a novice come in here is great. We just kind of repeat everything we're doing.
Deep down, Renee, we have those same questions.
Yeah, we just were too embarrassed to ask them.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we had them. She kind of brought us out of her shell.
Let Mikey do it. I'm Mikey over here. Thanks. Yeah.
But have you enjoyed this segment?
I have. It's been very educational for me.
We'll all get a chance to meet you, and your husband is, what's his name?
Tim.
Tim?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be at the Dream Ride, folks, and we want you all to come out on the Dream Ride.
Oh, please do.
8th, 9th, and 10th down in at the Robbins Ranch. Fred, thanks for taking your valuable time in doing this. And this was fun, Fred and Carrie.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it, Ernie. I always enjoy an opportunity to pass along some information to people, and, you know, it helps improve the value of horses and the value we get out of them when we can share with each other.
And Carrie, keep those vignettes going on your Facebook. They're very helpful and very good tips.
Hey, I love you guys, Ernie. I always have fun with you. Hey, Renee, I'll leave you with this. You're right. You can lead a horse to water. You can't make him drink, but you can sure get him thirsty.
That's good.
Words to live by.
Hey, thanks, guys, so much. This has been fun. Thanks, Carrie Coon, tremendous trainer, Dr. Fred Gardner. We'll be talking to you. We love you guys, too. Hey, this segment was brought to us by our good friends at Purina Mills. Go to purinamills.com, put in your zip code, find the closest certified expert dealer you can out there.
And everybody's looking for that Outlast Gastric Support Supplement, and Sarah was just on the line earlier to this show and said it's coming out to all the dealers.
Well, folks, go get yourself a cup of coffee, come back. We're going to tell you about something we're really going to do with Renee's another sidekick, Brody, so we can't let you leave yet. Hey, I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
Along with... you're listening to Better Horses Radio. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show, KC Style. We are having a blast talking horses. We've got Ed Adams, my co-host here, and along with first-time horse owner, new horse owner, not a new horse owner, but back in the saddle again,
Back in the saddle, never owned my own horses before, though. This is...
Your first horse.
This is my first to own.
I want to tell you thanks for being on the last.
Oh, sure.
Thanks for stopping by the studio. You got a great, great show, 94.9.
Thank you.
Unbelievable show. The Dick and Renee Show, which you're the Kansas City's greatest classic hits.
That's on 94.9. 70s and 80s.
Really good. Listen to it coming up today.
Yeah.
But it's really good. But I'll tell you what, we got a lot of neat things we're working on. Next segment's brought to us by CSI Saddle Pads, the best saddle pad you can buy for your horse, CSI Pads. And also it's brought to us by a new sponsor we have, Henry Martin Chevrolet Buick and GMC. Randy Hill, who's a horse guy, and just is, you know, these guys have been around like 30-some years, Ed, all over. And there's a reason you're around 30-some years in the car dealership. I want you folks to do me a favor. You'll help better horses. You're looking for a truck. Just stop down and see them and price a truck. What I like about them is they got the best price, and better yet, they got the better buying experience. You know, when I buy a new vehicle, I'd rather have the flu. You know, I mean, as far as on
the
deal.
The flu?
The flu, yeah.
Okay, okay.
But I'm telling you, Randy Hill and his team are second to none. Stop down there and tell you heard about it. So really a neat deal. The other thing that I just want to touch on is that we're having fun with Better Horses Properties. You know, we got a new website, thanks to you, betterhorses.com. We have like 10 moving parts on betterhorses.com.
TV, radio, newspaper. We got e-blast going on. You can also sign up, and a lot of things coming on that.
And website. If you're going to list your property, you call me first or get a hold of me at Ernie at betterhorsesradio.com, and I will team you up with the realtor that will help you sell your property. And we'll use all of our marketing tools at no extra cost.
This is connecting the dots, getting the buyer and seller together.
Renee, what do you think? It sounds like a good deal, don't it?
I like that, because we have changed our home into now a horse home. So totally different market there.
Right. And totally. We got one property. Thank you, Janet Turney. The Isinglass Equestrian Center, it's for sale. Only $2.5 million. It's out on 199th Street, if I'm correct, 20 acres, 183rd Street in Stillwell. Unbelievable property. Go to our websites and we'll hook you right up to it. Just a great property, 20 acres, great horse facility, you know, like that. And then we got our other partner is we've got with Maggie Stonecipher, who's just a tremendous realtor, and she's got a couple properties, one in Lawrence and one in Cleveland. Just really great properties, and we're promoting them. And my hat goes off to these realtors that step out of the box and really promote these properties for their sellers. So it's really good there. But Renee, I'm going to tell you about what I want to do. We want to do, because you got a great show. You got a great PD assistant. You call him, that's Brody.
He's an APD, Brody, for The Vibe, our sister station.
Mm-hmm. And we want to give him a good experience on a horse. And he's a little bit fearful of a horse, right?
Skittish, if you will.
That would be it.
Doesn't know anything about horses, never been on a horse. And we're going to put him on a horse, and we're going to give him the proper way to mount. And, Ernie, we're going to put this on our
TV
show.
Better Horses TV, which, folks, Better Horses TV comes on every Sunday morning at 8 on KCWE, Channel 29, Better Horses TV with Ernie the Horse Guy. And then you watch that there. And we want to do that and give him a great experience. Next thing you know, Brody's going to be buying horses.
He's a little hesitant. Had kind of a little traumatizing thing when he was younger. Oh, no. Saw some horses get a little out of control at a parade.
Well, I remember that.
Yes. So he's a little hesitant.
So every Kansas Cityan who wants to own a horse is going to watch this segment just to see what happens.
Exactly.
In the meanwhile, this Sunday, folks, which is is tomorrow, go on there. We got the unedited version of Better Horses TV. We went down to the Grand Central. You need to watch it because it's down there where we're having the trail ride, Renee.
I'm so ready for
it. And
that.
So Grand Central Hotel, that's the place you're going to be staying.
Okay.
GrandCentralHotel.com. Ed, the best steak you'll ever have anywhere.
It's the best place you can go.
And then also we're going to be at Rex Buckman, who's going to be our trail boss. So you'll get to see the whole experience down there at Cottonwood Falls.
And giving a plug to Rex Buckman, he took one of my horses, getting him ready for the Flint Hills, and it's going to be in 30 days.
Really good, neat deal.
Flint Hills. Ooh,
yeah,
nice.
It's really going to be good, and I tell you what, just a great time, and we're looking forward. We still got room for some, so just go to our website. It's up there now, betterhorses.com. Type in the events and get in there. And our paper. Our deadline for our paper coming up, or our fall paper, is August the 10th.
August 10th.
Yeah, just contact me at Ernie at betterhorsesradio.com, and we'll get you something. The paper is just growing. Thanks to you, Ed, we're really kind of exploding the calendar. Inside page.
A lot of good stuff in your paper, too.
Well, we want to have anybody out there that's got an association, send by email your schedule to Ernie at betterhorsesradio.com, and we'll post it free on the calendar.
And you know, we got to talk to our Lone Wolf friends that are going to be hosting the Interstate Rodeo Association on August 24th through the 27th. And I am personally, as captain of the Jackson County Sheriff's Mounted Posse, asking Ernie if we can actually be the leading and opening that parade as the entry guard. He's going to try to see if we can do that.
Well, it's going to be a great time, and we'll do that. And I guess our friends here at KCMO Studios and everything, we're at that same weekend, we're going to try to have a little trail ride out there and a little cowboy experience out there at Lone Wolf Ranch and experience. It's about the only place you can go around and rent horses to ride.
There you go.
You know, when I was growing up, you guys remember Tanby Stables and all that? You could go there. So it's about the only place you can go do that and everything. So lots of stuff going on. You know, I feel we're really lucky. I want to thank this great station for letting us air a program about this animal that we love, horses. And, you know, that's what's really good. It's the only show that they've had. We've been doing this, I think, going on 7 years. And now the TV show, and we're just kind of taking it to a new level.
It just keeps going.
Just a lot of fun. So if you got something on your mind, email me at Ernie at betterhorsesradio.com.
And Ernie, just to let you know, the Longview Horse Show is going to have a benefit horse show. This is today. Actually, it's going to start at noon today, and it'll be on the PEHSC Benefit Horse Show at Longview Horse Park.
Friends, it's that time I hate every week. I just want to tell you, I want you all to be good buckaroos and buckarettes this week. Mind your moms and dads. We want you to be brave, but don't take any chances out there. Pick up those dirty clothes. Help mom with them dishes and everything out there. We want you to find that person you know and love. Give them a kiss and tell them you love them. And I'm talking to Connie, Matt, and Brent, your good buckaroos and buckarettes. Uncle Mikey, Tina Corley, you're a good buckarette. How about you, Ed? You got someone out there?
Hey, saying goodbye to all of my friends over there at the Jackson County Sheriff's Mounted Posse and the Mounted Patrol.
Forget your important partner, Tara.
Who always...
She's a good buckaroo. How about you, Renee? Got anything you want to shout out to?
My husband. He's a good buckaroo.
He's a good buckaroo. Look forward to meeting until next week. This is Ernie the Horse Guy. Happy trails, and make sure you always ride for the brand.